From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting, speaking about the ongoing military bombardment of Ghouta. The regional director of the International Committee of the Red Cross in the Middle East now says that aid workers should not have to risk their lives to deliver assistance after heavy fighting impeded efforts to get aid to people trapped there. Robert Mardini said his group was taken aback by the fighting that broke out despite guarantees from the parties involved that this conflict in the humanitarian aid could enter the towns of Douma in eastern Ghouta.
Eastern Ghouta has been besieged since 2013, but a relentless assault over the past 3 weeks has seen the Syrian army capture half of the territory, and it's estimated to have killed nearly 1,000 people. The intensity of the assault has drawn international condemnation and demands by UN agencies for a humanitarian halt in the fighting. They've only been able to get a fraction of much-needed food and medical supplies into the area, where an estimated 400,000 people are trapped. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his main ally Russia say the campaign in eastern Ghouta is needed to end rebel shelling of Damascus and the rule of Islamist insurgents over the area's civilians. Capturing the enclave would be the latest in a string of victories for the Syrian regime since Russian jets entered the fray 3 years ago. And it would be the biggest blow against rebels since they were driven from Aleppo in December 2016.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson canceled his Saturday events in Kenya to recover from an extraordinarily busy schedule. He's expected to resume on Sunday.
We believe that there are actions that need to be taken in Kenya, and that they need to correct certain actions like shutting down TV stations and threatening the independence of the courts.
This is VOA News.